It's 8:56, 47 degrees, and time to check the commodity markets this morning with Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning to you, Brian.
What are we seeing out there so far?
Well, it's been kind of quiet overnight. We're trying to chop around a little bit on the corn. We're about fractionally mixed with the December higher, and it's up about just half a cent. Interestingly, the December grains go off the board on Monday, and there's still quite a bit of open interest in that December corn, and that's probably what has kept December very close to the March price. March corn's down about 0.75 cents at 373.5, down a quarter. On the bean side of things, let's talk a little bit about the export bookings. Even though 43 million bushel of corn export bookinged, isn't such a fabulous number, it's still up about 11% from the four-week average and certainly a big pickup from last week. March's 20-day moving average at 371.25 ought to be key support today, and the day's low so far has been about a penny above that. Same thing on the beans. The 20-day moving average, which broke briefly in the January yesterday, sits today at 382.5, and that's about 0.75 cents lower than today's or the overnight low. Focused on the bean market, of course, is on South American crop weather, crop possibilities there, and also additional talk about this new Argentine government, which is seated today. What they're going to do about the export tax on beans. They said they would remove it on corn and wheat completely, but only about a 5% decrease. Keep in mind, that's where a lot of the revenue comes to operate that government. But on the export bookings on the beans at 53 million bushel, nearly all that went to China. Wheat's pretty quiet market, not a lot going on there. Again, the December expires on Monday, and it's up about a quarter, with March down almost 2 cents right now. One of the big markets that has taken a lot of attention is what this dollar is doing. And yesterday, we broke down on the dollar, took a look at last Thursday's low, and today we're rebounding. We're up about 40 cents. So that's certainly worth noting, and that seems to be kind of an anchor for rallies on the wheat market in particular. The crude oil is about unchanged, but still we're sitting $3 under that key $40 a barrel level. Watch this livestock market. The funds have really gotten hold of the live cattle and the feeder cattle. All the talk is about COOL and whether it will be repealed in the Senate. But that market has really been on its tail, down about 10% this month alone. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
All right, Ellen, thank you very much for that report on this Thursday morning. We really appreciate that. And looking at weather here locally, breezy conditions, mostly sunny skies today and warm with a high of 60 degrees. Southwest winds 15 to 25 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, the low 39. Southwest winds 5 to 15. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies. A slight chance of rain in the afternoon with a high of 58. And the rain will move in force on Saturday night through Monday.